Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. First and foremost, I just want to say I've been waiting on God to bring me an employment opportunity in the vein of ministry, because that's what I've been wanting to do for a while now, is full-time ministry, and He's done that. He has placed me in a position where I feel like I can really help people. It's not going to be an easy environment to be in, but I believe it's what He has for me right now. It's a great ministry that He has me working with, and I just want to give praise to Him for opening that door for me. And of course, I think as time goes on, I'll probably get a lot of revelation from this job experience that I'll be sharing with all of you. Speaking of revelation from job experiences, I left my old job a couple months ago. Didn't really have a plan, just made myself available for God to open doors wherever. And between then and now, a friend of mine who needed a little bit of extra help at his business asked me to do some work with his crews. Now, this is electrical work, which I normally don't do, but he just needed an extra set of hands here and there, and I figured, well, I can do that. I can handle minor tasks, I'm sure. So I worked with his crews for about a week and a half, and I thought I would be learning some things about electrical work, but I actually learned some things about me. Now, it's interesting because, again, this new work environment I'm in is challenging. I'm dealing with people I don't normally encounter on a daily basis, people who really need a lot of spiritual help, physical help, sometimes mental help, people who don't behave or speak the way I'm used to in social circles or in church, so it will be challenging. So it's just interesting that this little side job I did for a week and a half seems like it was kind of a taste of that. I worked with crews of guys who curse a lot, tell a lot of dirty jokes, smoke a lot. Stories after the weekend are about drinking and partying and, you know, things that I don't really do anymore. So it was definitely a different group of people than I'm used to spending my days with. And I learned something about my level of compassion. And I'm not sure that it's something that I ever noticed before. You see, when I first started, first day, no one really came up to me and showed me anything or told me how anything was really going to happen. The guys were spending their morning getting the trucks ready, getting their equipment, their supplies, and I just kind of hung out and watched until it was time to go. When it was time to go, I was put in a truck with someone, and that was pretty much my first interaction with anyone there. Now, in the morning, though, I was able to kind of watch what was going on, and I like to figure people out. And so I'm watching all the guys interact with each other in the morning. No one has to tell you who's in charge. You can tell that. You can also tell who maybe thinks they're in charge when they're not. You can tell who likes to throw their weight around. You can tell who's going to be the yes man, who's just kind of quiet and does what he's told. You can also tell who might be a problem. In watching all of this, there was one person in particular who kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And in working jobs that week, I didn't work with him until my last day. But before my last day, he had shown up at the end of the day at some of our jobs. And again, the guy, just the way he talked, the way he acted, really rubbed me the wrong way. And I actually had to ask myself whether this was something I should address with my friend, because he's the business owner, right? He should know who's working for him. I didn't really know anything about this guy except what I saw in those short moments. Then on my last day, I was sent on a job with him and two other guys. By nature, I just want to get to know people. I like to not necessarily be nosy, but I do like to know people's history, their past, where they come from. Do we have things in common? Because especially when you're meeting people for the first time, if you have something in common you can start talking about, it kind of breaks the ice, eases the pressure. Maybe that person gets more comfortable talking about anything with you, and you get to know them better. So we were having a conversation, and this guy, who I honestly, from day one, just labeled as the jerk, he starts talking about his story. And I start to realize that this person is not behaving the way he behaves just because he wants to be mean or he wants to be rude or he wants to put other people down. This person has endured a lot of pain. And in our conversations, a lot of that pain has actually come from the church. Now, I don't know that he knew I was a Christian or anything like that, but that was information he volunteered as he was telling the story of his growing up and his recent past. And I started, this is the funny thing, I started to have compassion for him. But I only started to have compassion for him after I knew his story. And when I was done with that job that day, my last day, it was over, and I started to think about all of the guys I encountered there. Because God actually, in the short time I was there, gave me an opportunity to have one-on-one chats with most of them and learn a little bit about them. And I felt like it took talking to these guys and understanding maybe why they behave or talk the way they do, for me to have compassion on them. And I'm not sure that's how it's supposed to work. I don't think I need to have a reason to be compassionate to anybody. And that started to bother me. Where's the disconnect in my head? Why didn't I get that before? You know, when you first meet somebody and they rub you the wrong way and they speak harshly or they don't treat you with respect, especially if you're an authority figure of some kind, the job that I have right now. I'm an authority figure and I'm working with people who have a very difficult time respecting authority, taking direction. It's a little bit of a hectic, stressful environment. And I just don't have the time to really get to know people so that then I can have understanding and compassion. I have to have that right away. And in life, that's what we're supposed to do. I don't think scripture gives us any kind of out to be patient with people only after a certain point, to be compassionate only after a certain point. Scripture certainly doesn't tell us that there are some people who merit this from us and others who don't. It's as if there was a switch in me that had to be turned on. And it couldn't be turned on until I heard something, until I learned something, until I had a reason to be compassionate. It was like I had to understand where the person was coming from before I could extend that grace. And that's not what we're taught. We're taught to be gracious, to be patient, to be loving, to be compassionate. You know, when Jesus tells us to love our enemies, he's not telling us to understand our enemies. He's not saying, well, you know, when you get to know what's really going on there, then go ahead and extend love to that person who hates you. No, just love the person who hates you. Love your enemy. There's no qualification there. And I think what I was doing was I was qualifying people. I needed to have a reason to say, okay, you get a pass. I understand why maybe you're not that pleasant or why maybe you're not that nice to me. That's fine. Now that I know your story, I'll be patient. I'll be kind. That's not the way it works. Compassion is something we have to have from the get-go. It's not something that we need to justify with any reasoning. We just do it. That's what we're called to do. It's obvious to me that I've been following the model of understand the person first, then have compassion on them. But I think that needs to be flipped around. You have compassion on the person first, and then maybe they'll be easier to understand. But even if we never get there, even if you deal with someone who's never going to let you in, never going to talk to you about their past, never going to explain anything, you still are to have compassion. I still am to have compassion. The song that was running through my head when I was thinking about all of this was Love Them Like Jesus by Casting Crowns, because Jesus just loves people. He just loves them. When you see his encounters with people in scripture, it's love first. It's healing first. It's patience and kindness first. It's compassion first. It's not like there was some interview process these people had to go through before they could be blessed by him with provision or with healing or with deliverance. No, he just had compassion first. And maybe our relationships and our interactions with people could be drastically different if we follow that model. So that's the challenge this week, not just for this week. I think the challenge for this week is to get into this routine. The real challenge is to just be this way. But that's the challenge, to be compassionate first. Let everything else follow, but start with that compassion. Father, we ask you, God, to give us a level of love and compassion for the lost and the saved in the world that would lead us to approach them as your son would approach them. Give us that love and compassion for them first, without any qualification, without having to justify extending that grace to others, Father. Just give us the level of grace that you have. And Father, we ask that you give us opportunities, even today, to put this into practice, God. That this would really change how we manage relationships in our lives, Father. And that hopefully this will open the door for us to have some really meaningful relationships where we can reach the lost for the sake of your kingdom, Father. We thank you, God, for this time that we can get together and just think about you, meditate on what you have for us, and learn just a little bit more of how we are to be in this world. We love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul.